WQCMA. Repeat, TL 1148.
The frequency in use. This is the K2RT group. Not hearing anything. Good evening, everybody on the frequency. This is Whiskey Alpha 2. Alpha X-ray Zulu for the New York City Transit K2IRT group. Get a chance to meet here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio to whatever's fair game on the table. Transit Amateur Radio Group was founded for New York City Transit bus and subway operations, railroad operations, but anybody could check in at any time. We're free and open to anybody who wants to join in on the fun. Name over here is Bob or Lobie, whichever one. I'm the only one with two first names. So we're going to sit back and open it up for check-ins tonight on the K2IRT group. Come on in.
K2IRT, WB2PQR.
All right, how you doing there, WB2PQR? You got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group. Do we have anyone else checking in tonight?
Hopefully that's not telling us of things to come, Abe. Well, how are you doing tonight? What's new on your side of the world, Abe? Come on in.
Okay, very good, Lobie. Yeah, just right now I'm just relaxing. Got off the treadmill for a little bit. I got my shot of Absolute over here. Got back yesterday from Las Vegas. Took an 8-day tour. Went to see the Grand Canyon. Went to see the Hoover Dam. It's interesting, some of the stuff they use on the Hoover Dam we used here in the subway system, which I think was funny. But you talk about armatures. They had one of the armatures out there and for repair. And you talk about humongous.
Well, I got to tell you, Abe, I am leaving on April 17th, and I'm not coming back to New York until May 26th, and that's one of the places I'm going to be heading to. I'm going to head out and take a nice slow ride. I've got the new Jeep and the new camper, so we're going to stop off in the Shenandoah Valley of in Virginia, mosey on through Tennessee and Arkansas. Good people in Oklahoma sent me a nice book on Route 66. Now, I was taking Interstate 40, and Interstate 40 parallels Route 66, the original historic road. So many sights to see on that. I'll meander on that for a while. I'll float around in New Mexico. I'm going to make a left turn and stop off and see the aliens in Roswell. And stop off at Carlsbad, Karen's. Pay homage to the Trinity nuclear test site and then scoot back up to, of course, Grand Canyon and then Lost Wages, Nevada there. So I've got a full plate ahead of me. But I promise myself I'm going to take it nice and slow and enjoy. Go ahead.
That is the way to do it. Hold on, let me leave it as that. Yeah, we did 40. We stopped in a couple of places that had parallel 66, and we went in, saw the old cars, saw the old trains. And in fact, on the way to Las Vegas, there was a ham store that I stopped there twice, but it was closed most of the time. The thing is to remember is whenever you got to take a pit stop, always make sure that you fill your car. Keep it full. Because everything over there, the distances are so deceiving. It's unbelievable. We didn't take any ham radio equipment with us this time. But we had a good time, and I tell you something, the expense over there is so wide. It's unbelievable. Also, the distances are so deceiving. You see a mountain ahead of you, and you think about it, and it's 40 miles away. In fact, we went into right outside of Las Vegas. There was a ski resort. Nobody even knew about it. We went up there and we saw it, and we saw people skiing in the summertime, and it's nice place to visit. I definitely wouldn't want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit. So you've got your camp all set up, and is this vacation or is this retirement?
Let's call this pre-retirement. I'm thinking seriously the way things are deteriorating in the system there. 2010 marks my 40th year working there, so I think I've been talking to the retirement people and all, and I think it's about time. Me and my daughters are busting my chops to do it. I'm going to have a little fun this summer and just get used to it. Abe, hold on 1 second there. Let's see if anyone else wants to check in to the Thursday edition of the K2 IRT Group.
KF2WR.
B2YZX.
PX Station in New Jersey. How you doing, Andy? Let's see if anyone else wants to check in, and then we'll get back to you. Anyone else checking in?
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Tango Charlie Charlie out of Highlands, New Jersey.
We got KC2, Tango Charlie Charlie in New Jersey, Highland, New Jersey. All right, let's start with Andy, KF2WR. You got the K2IRT group. How you doing, Andy?
Bob, how are you? Good afternoon, Abe. Good evening. Long time no hear. And I believe I heard Charlie check in right after me. Why is that? You know, you're on my favorite subject here, Bob, in your good old Southwest. Love it out there. I plan to reside out there as soon as I pull from our fine organization. With that, Bob, I'll pass it back to you. I hope you are hearing good in Woodbridge, New Jersey. And I hope I'm making got a full 50 watts. I'm going to raise this antenna very shortly. It'll help me out. But, nevertheless, so anyway, and the group, this is KF2WR.
Right, Andy, it sounds good there. You got to do something to raise the audio a little bit. You've got a great carrier. You've got a great carrier, but the audio is extremely low on that little beastie you got there. Is that a base rig or a handheld?
It's a base rig, but I think the mic's gotten a little weak on it. It's a 10-year-old mic. The property element in it's got a little weak. Go look on eBay as you see if I can pull one up.
All right, Andy, we'll let the repeater do its thing there, and let's call in the new guy here, the new guy on the group, KC2TCC. How you doing this evening? This is WA2AXZ on the K2IRT group.
Well, I'm all right. How are you guys? How are you receiving me out there?
Oh, beautiful copy. Sound nice.
My brand new handheld, the KC... 689, I think it's a Chinese-made radio.
Chinese, Japanese, Korean, I don't think we make anything here anymore. Just curious, what kind is it, a Kenwood?
You know, I couldn't even pronounce what it is. It's, as you say, it's W-O-U-X-E-N.
Got yourself a tongue twister there. Mamma mia, mamma mia. No, but I can tell you, the handheld is working quite nicely there. Just curious, are you on the 145 repeater or the 440 repeater?
I'm on the 440-100 repeater.
Right across the water there, you're making it quite nicely into the repeater. So, how you doing there? Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're part of New York City Transit, or you just stopped by for a little chat?
I stopped by for a little chat. I always listen to you guys. I have a Yazoo, another Yazoo handheld, and from Jersey all my life, and I just became a year ago I became a hammy.
Well, definitely. Congratulations on stepping up to the mic and becoming one of the ham radio fraternity then. I definitely, you find out you have a lot of fun, especially the more time you put into it. You meet good friends, you learn a heck of a lot along the way, and again, on our K2IRT, New York City Transit Group, you definitely have a tremendous amount of experience, so anytime you have any questions, just ask, and one of us is sure to give you a hand. By the way, the name here is Bob. They call full of broken old bottles of Lobie. And your name, please?
My name's Patrick. My name's Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard there. And again, you got a good signal from the Highlands over there. All right, Patrick, hold on. Let me see if Charlie is out there. WB2YZX, are you with us this evening?
Indeed I am, WA2AXZ, and again, WB2YZX. Good evening to all and to Patrick. Don't think we've met before. And, which antenna am I using here? Sorry, guys, let me... Can you copy me okay on this thing?
Oh, you're coming in nice, Charlie.
Okay, because I'm using a ThinkBat antenna here. I have three, I'm on the 440, so I have three different antennas. One is a Yagi, one is a Helix, and one is a Egg Beater, none of which are meant for this type of work, but, you know, it's all my silly satellite antennas here. Okay, as long as you can hear me, that's fine. But, I had a miserable cold, so I really don't feel like talking so much, so I'll pretty much keep my mouth shut tonight. Back to you.
All right, Charlie, well, you got to take it easy. Take care of that cold. Have a hot tea or a Johnny Walker Black. You know, anything in between will go quite nicely with the cold there. And thanks for coming by. Today, took a ride, let's say, over to Barry Electronics. I met Wally outside, and we both went in, looked around, and interesting place. It's an interesting place. I like the way they have everything wide open over there. Don't know if I'm going to do much shopping in that territory, but if there's anything unusual I really, really, really have to have right away, I'll probably find it over there. But my big purpose for riding around today is about a year ago, matter of fact, it was December 24th, the day before Christmas, 2007. The TA got me a laptop computer with all the bells and whistles on it. And you know me with computers. I have no use for computers at all. So I put it in the box, kept it under my desk until a few weeks ago when I had to fire it up. And this thing has Wi-Fi and all sorts of stuff. Tom McKiernan and I were working around the neighborhood trying to get the Wi-Fi to work. And thankfully, his computer expertise is much, much more in-depth than mine. And he found a way of getting this thing unlocked, and just amazing what you can do there. Too bad there's not that many websites there. Let me just drop the repeater for a second. All right, you got the K2IRT group again. Other than the computer in the form of announcements now, I believe next Thursday we're going to have another face-to-face meeting at the Power Control Center. So Thursday at 5 o'clock, we'll all get together and have a little bit of a presentation, and we'll have a chat about what we have to do. Had a great day last weekend pulling the tower down. Again, guys, thanks for helping. It was a great job. We got this beast down off the roof, and now it's just a matter of putting the parts together. I called up Mosley on, how did I call him? I think I called him on Monday. Today is Thursday, and I have the plastic parts, the insulators, the special Mosley insulators, already in my grubby little fingers here. So it'll be nothing more than us spending a little time out there just changing out the old Mosley insulators and getting the beast back together again. All right. That's it from my end for the official K2IRT announcements. Let me just stop for a second, see if we have any additional check-ins before we go to the top of the list. You got the K2IRT group.
K2TLL listening mobile, no traffic.
Come back with the call again, please.
This is Kilo Charlie 2 Tango Lima Lima, no traffic.
Right, so you've got Kilo Charlie 2 Tango Lima Lima there. Just welcome you to the group there. You want to make one before we go to the top of the list?
My name is Nars, N-A-R-S. I'm a fairly new to ham, maybe under 6 months. Got my general ticket. interested a lot in computer and radio communications, so this is where my interests are at the moment. Pleasure to listen, and I will be standing by. Thank you.
Definitely, Norris, you're more than welcome to join us there. And we have a couple of computer and communication whizzes on the frequency, so feel free to chime in when you have a question there. So with that, we'll stop off at Abe again, WB2PQR. Abe and I were talking about his trip to Las Vegas and the mountains over there. And to answer Abe's question earlier, I'm going to be bringing my that little setup that I had at Field Day. So I made a complete setup of a power supply, ICOM 718, and the LDG tuner, all wrapped up into one nice, neat little package. I was supposed to have picked up an ICOM 746 Pro, but apparently that fell through. The fellow out in Kentucky never got back to me, so I'm not going to hold much hope for it. So I'll take old reliable with me, and I'll have the camper set up with, I've got a regular heavy-duty Hustler ball mount on top of the camper. So I put the 160-meter hamstick, or I got the quick disconnect so I can change out to the 10 through 80 resonators that I always carry with me there. Back to you, Abe. She's all yours. WB2PQR and the K2IRT group.
WA2AZ, WB2PQR. Very good. Listen, if you need any resonators, whatever, let me know. I've got a couple downstairs. I also got a couple of vertical, you know, elements. If you take off, an interesting thing, if you take off the resonators, it'll resonate on six just with the antenna itself, with the wire, with the mast, which is an interesting thing. And, yeah, that's the way to go. You take a little camper, just go on out there and take the, you need time. You need time to get out. The expenses out there, like I said, I went to, it took me 5 hours to travel from Las Vegas to the Grand Canyon and then back again. And spent like about an hour on the area. If you're over there near the Grand Canyon National Park, which is an interesting thing, there's an airport there which has all warbirds, and the hams are in there too. They have an actual ham station in the airport, and the hams helped out building the rebuilding some of the aircraft. And it's just awesome.
All right, Abe, hold a second. That other station, come in, please.
Must have been Chandler on the other side there. You know, it's funny you're talking about that airport, because I was on 160 meters last night on 1870 talking with a group of Nor'easterners there, and these guys in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and they're getting ready to head out. And we were talking about that airport. Now, we saw it on the map, but we didn't have any information. But now that you said that it's, you know, it's got some of the old warbirds and some ham radio aspects, I may pass it along to the gang up there and give them a heads up of what's out there. But I'm surprised you spent so little time at the Grand Canyon itself there. You just stop by to look in the hole and move on, Abe? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking and I lost it. For some reason, the power supply chopped up. Yeah, I'm still making the repeater, right?
You're coming in nice.
Okay, the reason that I didn't want to take the time, I did not want to get into those mountains at night. You know, I had two other people in the car. I just didn't want to traverse the mountains at night. It's talk about you know, there's not much room between the going down the cliffs and the mountains. Some of the roads there are two-lane roads, and it's a little rough on the traveling.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I've been out there many years ago, but even when it was more rural, I can imagine what they have out there now. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm making plans to stay just south of the Grand Canyon, right off of 40 or Route 64. They've got the big KOA campground sites over there. So I'm going to park my carcass there for a couple of days and then just go back and forth to the different areas there. And believe it or not, just south of that, I've got a cousin living in Arizona. So I'm going to go knock on his door, just say hi, and keep on going. But it's amazing that most of my family now is on the West Coast, in Arizona, California, Oregon, Washington. So I keep wondering why I just want to go to Pennsylvania and hide. You never know. But I'm happy you had a good time. You know, it's one of the good things about being able to get up and get out. I've known too many people in my life that had their New York City blinders on, and they thought that the Pennsylvania and New Jersey were foreign countries there, Abe. All right, with that, let's talk to that DX station again, KF2WR, and see what Andy has to say. And I don't know, Andy, what kind of mic do you need for that thing? Because I have extra Icon mics, Ed.
Yeah, this is it's an 810 AC mic, 18MF mic that goes to the 600. I'm putting out the full 50 watts with this thing, and I really feel it's the mic. I'm looking at it further. If I can swap out another mic for it, just that's perfect. If anybody out there has a mic they want to lend for an 850-200, I'd be glad to borrow it for just a couple of days. So I am working. KF2WR.
Andy, I've got that Yaesu mobile up in the office, and the thing is just sitting there collecting dust. I don't go on 2 meters that much. If that's the same type of connector, come in and take a look and borrow it and give it a go. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's our hands stick together. That's a great idea, boss. That is. It should be the same 8-10 mic for that. That's a great idea. That's not the telephone connector mic, is it?
To tell you the truth, I don't remember. I haven't had that thing apart in about a year. I just used it, so it's all the way in the corner. If I'm not there in the office, if I'm running around, it's to the left of the ICOM 735. It's right on top of the power supply. So you know, feel free to go look at it, pull a plug, and give it a go. If it fits your needs, go for it.
Great, I think I will. If you come back and see the mic missing, you'll know I was there. KF2WR.
We'll see what happens tomorrow. I think tomorrow I'm going to go on a bit of a shopping trip at Paul Wasik's substation out in Jamaica. You know, we went out to the Field Day site the other day, and we put those Kindor pieces for the mast. I'm going to go shopping for the rest of the pieces, the 45s and the pieces of Kindorf, and I'll drag them out to Hamels and I'll just make them all up nice. But this weekend, I said this is going to be my weekend. I've been running ragged the past couple of weekends, so I'll be going out on the beach this Saturday. I'll set up that 40-meter dipole, do the 72 Rancho group, and then I'm going to go out and just dust off the camper and finish a couple odds and ends out there. So we'll see what happens. If I have time, maybe I'll just quickly pop off at Hamels and just put those two end pieces up and be done with it. All right, Andy. Let's give it over to... let's see here. Tap it out. Let's give it over to Charlie again, and hopefully his voice is going to cooperate for this little round there. WB2YZX, you sipping on the Kentucky bourbon there?
WA2AXZ WB2YZX. Unfortunately, I don't have any on hand, but that is probably worked very well. And good evening to Abe and everybody else in there. And Abe, you sound stronger than you've ever been. I wonder if you've done anything with your antenna since I spoke to you last. And Andy, I think you could use a new mic there for that thing. I have another mic here for this rig, this FT897. I don't know if this has that the telephone type plug which you mentioned. I don't know if that's what you need, but I still have an extra mic from the older rig which got fried by the lightning. So you're welcome to it if it fits. And you mentioned Paul Wasik before. That's my brother's neighbor, as I'm sure you know. He lives up the block on him. They hang out together. So him I met by accident at one I've known Johnny Walker, black or red or whatever, so should have stayed home today, but out of the goodness of my heart, I went to work. So, back to you, Lobby. WA2AXZWB2YZX.
Hey, you got a second?
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, Petrelli.
You in Brooklyn or you in Staten Island?
I'm in Staten Island.
Can't help you. If you're in Brooklyn, I'd bring over a couple of 807s and or bring over some Absolute for you.
Yeah, just whatever. Maybe next time.
Okay, sorry for breaking the net. The only other thing I have to add to this is, I don't know if everybody knows there, but before the end of the month, the broadcast stations on 40 are moving out, and the hams will have nice, unadulterated 40 meters. Back to net control, WA2AXZ, WB2PQR.
WB2PQR and the K2IRT group, you got WA2AXZ at the mic. And that's only good up until 7200 megacycles, 7200 on the radio dial. So from the beginning of the 40-meter band to 7200, it's supposed to clear out. But from 7200 to the top of 40 meters, sad to say, where most of our guys are ensconced, the broadcasters are still going to be there. But what we're going to do is we started a new night watch on 40 meters, the 72 Rapture group. And they meet every Tuesday and Thursday. Matter of fact, they should be there now. I'm not going to turn them on now. I'll pay attention to the 2 meters here. But they park themselves on 7188 starting at 7 o'clock. So if anyone has 40-meter capability Thursday nights, you know, pop by the 72 True, night watch over there. And again, you got a good group of guys out there. We like the rag show. I've seen some of the contest stations, and they're too busy. You know, your 5x9 grid XYZ. Goodbye. Next. I'm not like that. I like to sit back and have a good rag chew aim. Good.
That's what I enjoy. I enjoy rag chew. Anybody can get on, give me 4.59 or 5.9 plus or whatever. But, you know, you get to learn about other people's things. Some people like the old, you know, the old radios, the old boat anchors. Some people like computers. You can always learn, always things to do. Got Charlie over there who enjoys satellites. And, you know, all the radio equipment that goes with it. I enjoy the old boat anchors and tool stuff. If anybody needs any information, they just get on the air and put out a general call, and I'm sure somebody else out there will have information on it. WA2AXZ, WB2PQR.
WB2PQR and the K2IRT group here. Well, definitely. I play the contest. We do the field day routine. And there are times when I'm around the house and you get contest weekends on 20 meters or 40 or, you know, whatever band. And you get towards the end of the contest and I feel sorry for the poor guys, you know, CQ contest, CQ, they're really bedraggled and they're going on. So what I do is I call them, I say hello, and I say, well, you're my number one. And I ask him, by the way, what is this contest anyhow? Just to break up the monotony for the poor guys out there. But, hey, listen, everyone's got their own thing in ham radio, and that's the fun part about it. All right, Abe, let's go over to KC2TCC over in Jersey. KC2TCC, come on in the night one.
Yeah, I have a quick question. This is Barry's Electronics in Manhattan, right? And, Is it a good store to go to?
Yeah, it's not as you look at the HRO and the other big companies there, but it's located at 224 West 35th Street in Manhattan, just around the corner from Macy's. 224 West 35th Street, and that's on floor 4. 408's the number. 408.
It's an interesting store when you walk in. It's like a big office that was opened up, and they have the display cases and the parts there. If you really, really need something that you can't get on the internet or whatever, if you need it right away, you just walk in and there's a good chance they'll have it. Go ahead.
Because I was looking to get the Yazoo 817ND with about rechargeable batteries on it as a base station.
Well, you should price it out if you've got the internet, or call Gene, KJI Electronics, over in Caldwell, New Jersey. Gene's a good guy to work with, too. Of course, you got the HRO and the AESs. It just depends on just how much you want to spend and how fast you really want it. I think you did some research on it, so you really want that radio, correct?
Yeah, I like the idea of being able to carry it, like, pick it up and carry it, or put it in a backpack and be able to walk with it, recharge it and walk with it, go.
All right. Well, what you should do is, you should make a couple of phone calls, or at least a couple of internet inquiries, find out what the best prices are, check out with the good people at Barry's, and you got to make your decision what you want to do with that. But like everything else, if they have it, or even if they don't have it, they'll get it for you, because they seem to try to please. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to say something else. On Craigslist, I don't know if it's there now, but a gentleman had moved into a house, and the guy had left his ham radio and the antenna there.
Well, I got to say, Chryslers are an interesting beast, because I knew this with my old 1998 Jeep, and as time went on, even with the new one, I was in touch with Chrysler engineers, and they gave me strict warning: you can run any frequency you want in the Jeep, but not 6 meters. Because 6 meters apparently seems to be a resonant frequency for the computers, the controls, the dash head, and they said point blank, if you transmit at 5 watts, it drives the dash gauges crazy, because apparently it interferes with the transmission of the information. If you transmit at 25 watts, it mangles the computer, and then you can use the radio to call for help. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right.
All righty. With that, we'll go over to KC2TLL now and see if Norris has anything. Hey, TLL, are you available?
I'm not hearing anything. Once again, this is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, meeting on the frequency every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio and whatever happens to be on the table. We're going to be having our face-to-face meeting at the Power Control Center next Thursday at 5 o'clock, so we'll probably not be able to make it on the frequency when we do the face-to-face meeting. And guys, as I said, when I take my little ride around the world here, if Charlie, Andy, Abe, if the guys can keep it going while I'm gone, especially with the meetings and, of course, the K2IRT group, I'd appreciate it. And what I'll do is I'll try to take a look at the website, see if there's any linked repeaters out there. And if there's anything Thursday night where I can kick it in from the mobile, I'll give it a go. But if not, you guys can always hear me on 40 meters, 72, 74.1 from 6 to 8, the 72, 72 from 9 to noon, and then about 2 o'clock, the 72, 68 group kicks in. And you can tell I like 40 meters. Someday I'll break a bad habit. I think it's a 35-year bad habit. Go back to 15 meters. All right, let's go up to the top of the list again. But before we do, just check for additional check-ins. Come on in now.
KB2VEQ, check in.
Hey, you got Val out there, VEQ. How doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How you hearing me? I don't have my regular antenna up. I'm using the HT. So I just want to find out how I'm doing over there. You're reading me pretty good.
Oh, it sounds great. It sounds great. Hey, we got to get together and get that other antenna up for you.
Yeah, hopefully when you come back, the weather will break. I know you're getting anxiety probably, trying to wait until you get out of here so you can get on the road and enjoy all of the national parks and sights and sounds between here and California.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, Val. Just waiting to go. Waiting to go there. But I don't know if you heard us earlier, but the gang got together at Hamill's last weekend, and we used that new winch that we picked up, and we cranked the tower down. And I just picked up some additional parts for the Mosley, so we'll pick a day, maybe before, maybe after, or maybe I'll just give the parts to Andy, and if you guys decide to go out there, you can start beating the things with the stick and getting things ready for field day. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Every year we have a great field day. We got new members coming in, and the new equipment. I have to tell you, I've seen some strange stuff. You know, we got all this electronic stuff that Archie comes in with his what the heck is that thing there? His boat anchor. Him and his Morse code there. My God, what a great system he's got. All right, Val, come on in and make one more, and then we'll go to the top. Anything new on your side?
Nothing much. I was just next door, and my cousin had brought in a computer for Nana, so we were just getting our own line, and it was a laptop, so we get the wireless connection hooked up, and you know, the regular routine with loading my new computer on and all the headaches that are involved with that. Other than that, family's all fine, everybody's doing great, and it's good to hear you guys. I just came back, so I didn't hear who's on or who's not on, but I'll hear the go around, and then maybe I'll get a chance to get back on before you finish. KB2VQ, back over to you, Logan.
All right, Val. Well, again, you've got Abe, Andy, Charlie, Norris. You've got yourself. Got this strange guy called Lobie on the radio. I have to find out about that. So we have a good group here tonight. It's always great to hear you there. And when you have a chance, you should pop in 160. 160 has been pretty bad the past couple of nights. But I'm just giving it some time. There's so many big storms out in the Midwest. I was watching the National Weather Service with the lightning strikes just down in the south in Georgia. And over the past 24 hours, they had 5,000 some odd strikes. So it's no wonder why 160 is pretty well mangled there. All right, let's go up to the top here and see what Abe else has to say. I'm just curious, Abe, you flew into Las Vegas or you took a nice ride out there? Go ahead. PQR, she's all yours. Yeah, looks like we lost Abe there. He's playing with his power supply. I hope nothing happened with the thing. All right, let's go see what Andy's up to. Hey, Andy, I was, where's this paper here? I was up at 53rd Street and hooked onto a website, and you got this guy that makes cheap HDTV antenna projects. And I printed out a thing here, and it looks much like the thing that we made for 2 meters. I think Val remembers that thing made out of wood with the reflectors and directors and everything on it. But it's just amazing because he did a test on it, and the frequencies that this new TV frequency operates on is astounding, because he's showing some tests that he did down in Houston, Texas there. And he's all the way up past 470 megahertz. And I think the top end of the band was 710. So I can imagine that you talk about these antennas having to be wide band now. So I'm going to try to make one of these little beasties, see how it works, just for the heck of it. It's not that big, and again, if anyone ever wants a copy of this, just send me an email. She's all yours, Andy, KF2WR.
KF2WR. Yeah, looking on the website here about this silly microphone thing I'm interested in. It seems that the Yaesu mics do not like car heat at all. This radio lives in the car for a while, because the car heat actually kills the elements in it. So I think I'm going to go for that. I'm going to give that a shot. And as far as the parts of the antenna box, yeah, this goes with me. Not a problem. Set up a day, we'll go out there and clean everything, measure everything, clean the bar, and just say when it comes time to put it back up on the perch. It'll be looking and performing just right. Looking forward to it. Val, how are you? Thanks to you again there, Val. You got a great signal tonight with that handheld. And good luck to Grandma there with the laptop. You know, take time with them. I find old people that help a few out with their radio, with their computers, and once they get the hang of it, they really enjoy it, and that's a nice thing. This is KF2, I said almost 20-9, I think. I'll make this my last go-around. KF2WR saying 7-3 to everybody, and I'll pick those parts up from you during the week before you go by.
Hey, Andy.
Well, again, you just... You know, stop by the office. If I'm there, fine. If I'm not there, just go in and poke around. And I've got a spare Icon mic there, and I've got the one plugged into the Yaesu, so whatever fits the need. You know, I remember I sent out that little audio file when the guys down in Georgia with Girl Scott KG4WEL was recording me when I was testing that great antenna that I made, that homebrew hamstick. I was listening to it, and I'm not really happy with the Yaesu audio. Now, the Yaesu, the 857D's got the two positions on the mic, and I was playing around with it. And it's just, well, it sounds like a microphone that the Houston astronauts were using to call the space shuttle. And it's effective, it's clear, but I'm just wondering if Bob Heil makes a handheld that'll pop into that and work just as well and maybe give a little quality along the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's another avenue to go with. I'm going to go on his website and take a look. Another site here says there's one of the caps inside the mic handle to go to. One of our microfarad caps. I got some of those laying around. I can just pop in there. That won't be a problem. But, hey, it's a project, man. Give me something to do. KF2WR.
I'm surprised you talked about the cap there, because I know ICOM needs it in their mic elements, because they run 8 volts on some of their terminals, and that's a blocking capacitor to keep the 8 volts from frying the element. Looks like ICOM copied off the Yaesu or vice versa, we'll have to see. Andy, listen, have a great night. Thanks for stopping by tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow because our dear friend Ray Favors just sent me a brand spanking new email. I just took a look at it a few minutes ago, so it looks like we're going to have to find some Transformer nameplates somewhere. I may have pictures. I have to just go through the files, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. Andy, have a good one. 73 is your KF2WR. This is the K2IRT group. All right, let's try KC2TCC one time again. KC2TCC, she's all yours.
This radio I bought, the handheld that you're listening to me on right now, I bought it for $70 on eBay, and it works beautifully.
Well, I am very happy with the audio. You're crystal clear. You're almost full quieting. And just curious, how many watts is that thing? 1 watt? 5 watts?
It's UHF would be 5 watts, and VHF would be 4 watts.
Well, I got to tell you, it's doing the deed. So you picked yourself up a good bargain there. You got to keep it going, man. Don't know the age, but my handheld, I had an ICOM T7H. I still have it. I'm looking at it myself. And I just picked up a new battery for the thing. And I said I'm going to take this little guy along with me when I take my trip. And hit a couple of repeaters along the way, meet a couple of the locals, and in general, just have a little fun with it. It's just interesting to note that when I went to order the official ICOM battery for this, the nice people down at HRO says ICOM doesn't make the battery anymore. Radio isn't 4 years old. So, again, you may have to go to aftermarket to keep this thing up in batteries. Go ahead.
They had sent me a recharger, a nice, charger so you don't, burn the house down with, and I'm happy with it. One Saturday night I heard a guy from Manchester, England had bounced off one of the repeaters over here, actually the 440 repeater, and I heard him from there.
I have to tell you, this repeater setup that Lance and Rich have set up, ROW and HBA set up, it's an interesting setup. I was remarking last year, I was on Flatbush Avenue gassing up my Jeep, and I was speaking to a guy on the repeater system in Napa Valley, California, like I'm speaking to you. So when conditions are right and things hook up, it's fantastic. But when you get a drop in the band, you just want to turn the radio off and listen to 1010 Winds. Go ahead.
When I heard him from Manchester, England, I was in shock. I was like, whoa, I can't believe I'm picking this up. I was completely amazed.
Once again, that's the fun and the mystery of radio. Again, everyone experiments and they get in, they do what they have to do, and it's just amazing to see who you can contact and the friends you can make. Keep at it. That's all I can tell you. Keep at it. I've been having a lot of fun over the years, and there's many more years to come. Like I said, I'm thinking of retiring, and I'll probably take over one of the shifts on the 72 Rag Chew group. I'll be a regular instead of just a Saturday morning regular there. But if you have a chance, try to get on 40 meters during the day and check out the Rag Chewers group there. You got a good group of guys that like to talk and very helpful. All right, let's go up to let's see if Charlie is still with us, and maybe we'll make this his 73 round, if he still is, just to calm his voice a bit. WB2YZX K2IRT.
Okay, Lobie, very good. And Norris, nice talking to you again. Been doing here a couple of weeks ago. And very good. Yeah, they finally got my telephone working. My home phone has been out since Sunday. And I called in the trouble, and I heard that absolutely nothing happened until this afternoon. And I called them up again and said, when are you going to fix my phone? And they said, well, we couldn't get access to your house. And I said, why do you need access to my house? You're not bringing dial tone to the house. They said, well, we need a technician to check the inside wiring. I said, that is not necessary. You're not bringing dial tone here. Why would you have to get into the house? Well, our technician has to do that. I said, I am a technician. I work for the phone company for 8 years. I still do that type of work. There's something wrong with the wiring here, and blah, 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 black and forth. And you finally said, you fix it or I'll call the Public Service Commission. And about an hour later, it was working. So I don't know what kind of creeps they got work for these days, but now I'm getting kind of scared because I signed up for Fios. They're supposed to install that in a couple of weeks. So God only knows what I'm in for. But we'll see what happens. So I'll say 73 to everybody, since I don't feel like talking much anyway. And good night to WB2YZX on the side.
All right, Charlie. Well, go take care of yourself. And I don't know, all the people I'm talking to, when they get fired, they have this strange smile on their face. They've abandoned cable vision, and I'm not too happy about paying Charles Dolan all these exorbitant fees. But
I think next week. My anniversary is on April 7th. So before April 7th, I'm going to take the box, the Cablevision box, wrap it up into a pile, walk into the office and tell them thanks, but no thanks. And I'm not going to get fired. So when I get back, I'll figure out what I'm going to do. For as much as I watch TV, I'm getting hooked on some of these new digital TV channels that are over the air. A lot of good stuff on Jersey Network, Channel 31, a lot of interesting stuff that's different. You get the same garbage on cable. And one of the most disconcerting things about cable, Charlie, is when I started watching cable over 20-some-odd years ago, you actually had a chance to sit and enjoy a program. Now, it's commercial after commercial after commercial. It's even worse than the regular 2 through 13 channels now, so... We'll see. Here you go, Charlie. Again, take care of that voice, and if you need anything, just give a shout. We're Morse code if you don't want to talk. KB2VEQ, let's give it over to Val one more time. How you doing, Val?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you, Andy, for giving me the high sign over there. And you were sounding good, much better than usual. I guess the rain is agreeing with you and your signal. Charlie and the rest of the guys, I guess this is the final round for me, so I'll say 73. And wish you all guys the best in your endeavors in ham radio, and wish you well otherwise. Looking forward to seeing you guys on the first Thursday, and other than that, I'll try to get you on 40 meters. Just give me that frequency again, the morning one, Lobe, and then I'll see if I can get in there also. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to you, Lobe, WA2AXZ, and the K2R T Bunch.
All right, Val. Well, in the morning, we have the corn cob net, and that's at 72.74.1. 72.74.1. That starts at 6 in the morning till 8 in the morning every day. And if I get into the office in the morning, I'm usually on that talking to Larry KN8I and the group there. And then the 72 chew, of course, kicks in at 9 o'clock till noon. And then in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock or so, they have what they call the 6-8 group. The 72-68 guys kick in. And they're all the same, the usual suspects from 6 o'clock in the morning on. You got the 72 chewers, the corn cobbers, the 6-8 group. Everyone's good people up there. And again, tonight, it should still be on if you kick your big radio on. Pop it on 7188, and that's the 72 True Night Watch. And you got the gang up there. Maybe you can do a quick check-in just to find out if they're there. I'm on 160 now. I'm just going to say hi to Tom, find out if his daughter had the baby yet, and that's it. I've got to pack it in and get up at 5 o'clock. Val, have a good weekend, and we'll catch you again. And again, let's just hit Abe one last time, WB2PQR. All right, not hearing anything from Abe. Want to just thank everybody for stopping by for this session of the 72 Chew. Would you believe that? I just said 72 Chew. I feel like I'm back at home on 40 meters. How about the K2IRT group? That's much better. Hey, guys, it's been a great night, and thanks for stopping by. As a reminder, we'll be having our face-to-face meeting next Thursday, so we won't be on frequency, but we'll be back here all the earlier the week after. If anyone wants information about the K2IRT group, what you have to do is email me, whiskeyalpha2alphaxrayzulu@arl.net. Or just check out K2IRT on the QRZ website, K2IRT on QRZ, and you got a history of the K2IRT group and a little bio and group membership information and all.
That's about all I have. Once again, thanks to the guys on the frequency for allowing us the use of the repeater during this time. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to QSY to 160 meters, 1.871, and just say hi to the gang. Everybody have a great night. You got WA2AXE.
Kilo Charlie 2, Mike Hotel Yankee.
W2CMA, repeat, PL1148.